This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free to join us here on the radio waves. You can take control of those airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And in the studio with you tonight is Ian.
And not Johnson or Edge.
Nope.
It's Conan.
Indeed.
On a Tuesday night.
And then you're coming in tomorrow, too.
And I'm going to come in tomorrow.
Nice.
Talk about some more stuff.
So, on deck here, you're going to inform us on this Amazon plan to basically create their own delivery service. And we're not talking about drones. We're talking about trucks and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so I've heard a lot of people referring to it as a franchise, but it's really not. It's not like another wing of Amazon. These are private contractors who are going to do what the post office is running out of employment or employees to do themselves, and that is deliver the last mile.
So we can get into that because you work closely with Amazon. You've been hearing about this.
And of course, this really ties into what we talked about a couple weeks ago where the Trump administration came out and said they wanted to privatize the post office.
Yeah.
We have some money problems. Amazon and our other parcels are actually keeping us afloat. And, you know, I think this was in direct response to what
Trump.
And
this
I think Amazon is, they sat down and said, hey, look, we need to think about our future, and we might need to cut these guys out.
Well, let's not get too deep into it right now. Toll-free number if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. The big news, I think, and you know what, I wasn't on the show last night, so I don't know if they covered this. I'm not sure what time. I guess it happened yesterday, the meeting between Trump and Putin.
Yeah, yesterday morning, probably around 11:30-ish, they had their secret meeting where they got to talk. Well, everyone knew about it,
yeah.
but the media wasn't allowed to go in a tent with them.
Well, that was true with the Kim Jong Un meeting as well.
And I think probably every meeting that a president or a U.S. president has had with a foreign official ever. And of course, they always come out afterwards and have their, you know, this is what we talked about, and then the media gets their chance, you know, an hour conversation between the two leaders, and the media gets to come out and ask all their questions. Guess what they're going to ask about?
The press or the election thing?
Oh yeah, the collusion.
Yeah.
The alleged
collusion.
The Russian meddling that lost Hillary Clinton the election.
Yeah.
And got the great orange one voted into the president, the office.
I have not been following those allegations. I've heard about them.
I'm with you. I'm so not interested.
Yeah,
in any
I just
of this
don't
nonsense.
Even care what it is.
I have a good friend. We have a good friend who follows every single drip that comes from this, and he knows
really?
He knows what's going on. He knows that it's bullcrap.
The claim of meddling, or
the whole situation. It's just another way to keep our country divided and fighting amongst ourselves.
Of course,
this is the deep state who really control what's going on.
Well, so this is what I want to know. What are the allegations here? Is it that the Russians gave money to somebody?
Oh, it was an act. It's an act of war. They declared war on us. Putin declared war on us.
So this is what I don't understand. And maybe there's somebody out there who's followed this. And whether you agree with it or you disagree, you can clarify for me. Is the allegation that they actually gave money to the Trump campaign somehow, like through
No, they gave money to the Hillary campaign.
Not Putin,
but big oligarch Russians, yeah.
In fact,
Putin came out yesterday. He's like, hey, look, you know, I'll be happy to sit down and send my guys to talk to you, and we can figure out your problems. We can investigate your problems.
So, but the allegations from the Hillary side is that they, gave money to Trump's campaign?
Here's the big one. It's the DNC WikiLeaks.
Okay.
You know, the one that got Seth Rich killed?
Mm-hmm.
You know, two days before they were leaked, got shot in the back twice, and they didn't take his wallet or anything, any of his belongings. Happened to be one of the top DNC guys. He basically, this is my opinion, he leaked those emails to WikiLeaks, and they hadn't gotten around to posting them yet, and they thought they could take them out before he actually delivered the...
But that's not Russian election meddling. WikiLeaks.
Yes, yeah, it's WikiLeaks, and it got Hillary to lose to Trump.
It may have harmed her.
And so what came out in the weeks, in the WikiLeaks? The fact that
she may have lost anyway.
No, the fact that she was meddling within the DNC to get Bernie Sanders.
Sure. Unelected. Sure, sure. No doubt about it.
Which is the most ironic part about all of this.
So, but, okay. But that's still not any allegation of Russian meddling in the election. I'm just wondering what that really means. Because if they're claiming the Russians gave money to somebody, like through some sort of associate, right? Like mm-hmm. they funneled money into some sort of pack or into a group of individuals, into Russian sleeper agents that are U.S. citizens who've been donating money to Trump. You know, whatever the allegation is. If it's money, then... Aren't we supposed to believe that the U.S. government has all these restrictions in place? I mean, there's all these stupid campaign restrictions, right, that are constantly lobbying for about how you can't give more than $2,000, you got to give your name and your address, and there's like all these rules. That's why they formed the PAC, Political Action Committees, to try to get around these rules. There's so many rules about campaign finance. There's always campaign finance reform. Whoa, we just lost power.
I'm good.
Yeah, I think our mics are actually on right now, so I apologize about, I hope the board off hit the dump button on that one. Wow. Yeah, so I don't know why.
Are we still going
I think
out?
We're still going on the air. So I don't know what happened there, but
you know what?
Our studio just lost power.
We're delving into the unknown. We're getting to some dangerous topics here, and they don't want this to go out.
I thought I had the headphones on battery backup, but I guess I didn't, so that's what made me think we were completely down. Anyway, so I was talking about the meddling, the allegations of...
The allegations.
Of meddling. And all these supposed rules that are in place to protect the system. Right?
Oh yeah, not to mention all of the government departments that are supposed to protect us from outside meddling, like from the pesky Russians.
Right.
The CIA. What were they doing all this time? To keep us protected, keep our democracy protected from the pesky Russians.
From this this undue influence, right? Supposedly. So what are we supposed to be? Are they saying here basically that the rules don't make a difference, that the system is so manipulable that a group of Russians can, somehow manipulate it, that it can be meddled with?
Oh, in other countries' elections too, like France. According to these haters, these Trump deranged syndrome folks, that's not the first time they've done it. Never mind the fact that that's what our CIA does on a regular basis. It's their bread and butter. Manipulating other countries and their elections and their governments and mm-hmm. their people on a regular basis, supposedly to protect us from, bad actors. All of the trouble to protect our so-called democracy, and I use that term the way they use it. We are a republic, and that's another thing, another term that is being just very loosely spread amongst the youngins, the millennials, to believe that we are a democracy, which we're not.
Well,
they would rather have mob rule because it makes more sense to them.
So there's people who are really mad, apparently, because Donald Trump had a meeting with Vladimir Putin mm-hmm. yesterday. And I've got a story about that. You've got some local people who are really teed off about it. But there's a story from RT, which is Russia Today.
Yeah.
RT.com. Figure where better to go, for an opinion about this. And they've gathered together a bunch of tweets from Republicans and Democrats.
Oh yeah, the warmongering Republicans, and they're all about it. They're ready to throw him off of the wagon because they're ruining their missile sales.
Right. They're freaking out over this, and it's very similar to the response when Trump went and met with Kim Jong-un.
Yep.
How dare Kim Jong-un is an enemy of the United States, and how dare Trump go and meet with him.
And talk about peace. And talk about disarming.
Right. And talking about ending the Korean War. So we'll get into what happened, I guess, allegedly between Trump and Putin, what some of these reactions are. I got to say, I think Trump is not doing the wrong thing by meeting with the supposed enemies of the United States.
That's his job.
More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Number here if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. We think things are working here in the studio.
The generator's working.
The generator is definitely working. Thank goodness.
How much life does that have in it? How long does it will it run without?
It's propane, so however long that tank will last, which will be should be quite a long time.
My power went out a week and a half ago during the other heat spell. By the way, we're having another heat spell right now. It sucks to live in New England, I'm telling you. But yeah, during the
Are you really complaining about it?
No, I'm not. I'm being sarcastic. During the other heat spell we had a week and a half ago, that my power just on, I mean, it was like 10 houses on out in my neighborhood just went out. And
wow.
It was just scorching. I mean, it was hot. And, of course, my neighbor, the only neighbor of the 10 houses that had a generator, he just goes out and cranks his up. And
yep.
He's got, like, Christmas tree lights all around his property. He's a real, real crazy guy. So he was just rubbing it in our faces. The whole street's off, and his Christmas tree lights are just booming in our faces.
So we're talking about Trump and the Putin summit that he had yesterday, and people are really upset about it. According to RT.com, you got various different people on both the Republican and Democrat parties who are just
you knew the liberals would be upset by this. Anything he does, but the real tell are all of the neocons that are coming out and talking about how he is. Destroyed our country with this unpatriotic move on his part.
Now look, just like with Kim Jong-un, I am not a fan of Russia's government or anything like that, right? Like, they are very anti-freedom.
I don't know that we know anything that's going on in Russia. I don't live there. I don't know anybody.
They've been persecuting gays. We know that much. That's been in the news.
Recently?
Within the last decade.
I'm the way I see it, Russia is...
If you're a gay person in Russia, it's not good.
Russia is... They're behind, just like China. They're catching up. Their middle class is growing. They're gaining more and more freedoms every day, in my opinion. And
I don't know. Maybe? I don't know.
We're going in one direction. The United States of America. We're going in one direction. And Russia and China are going in the other.
It would be interesting to pull up the various studies there are, you know, like the Heritage Institute Foundation? Anyway, Heritage. They do one of them, the World Economic Freedom Studies, and see if Russia has actually been moving up that chart. I don't know. I have not been paying attention. We've been watching the United States fall down the chart, going from the top 10 now into the bottom of the top 20. And so we can continue. I get some of the quotes here to share, and your calls and thoughts certainly are welcome if you want to join us. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've also got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And I guess, I think during the power outage, that was a missed call from last night. Anyway, so we'll of course take your calls about anything. There's the Discord on-air call-in line room at discord.lrn.fm. And that'll allow you to sound almost like you're sitting in the studio here with us. So, the story here from RT saying, following President Trump's summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin, Trump's opponents at home blasted his handling of the meeting. Former CIA Chief John Brennan called the joint press conference, quote, treasonous.
Oh, yeah.
Quote, Donald Trump's press conference performance in Helsinki rises to and exceeds the threshold of high crimes and misdemeanors. It was nothing short of treasonous. Not only were Trump's comments imbecilic, he is wholly in the pocket of Putin. Republican patriots, where are you? Shortly after, Brennan appeared on MSNBC to demand that Trump's officials resign in protest. Brennan has long been a vocal opponent of Trump and has been one of the loudest voices in supporting the unproven theory that the Trump campaign colluded with Russia in the run-up to the 2016 election. Trump has accused Brennan of knowingly using a dossier of salacious and false allegations against him to jumpstart special counsel Robert Mueller's ongoing and fruitless Russiagate probe. Trump said that Brennan, quote, disgraced himself and the entire intelligence community, unquote, in doing so. At the conference, Trump and Putin both emphatically denied accusations of collusion in the run-up to the 2016 election, with Trump saying that he beat Hillary Clinton easily without Russian help, and Putin calling the claims nonsense, challenging the press to show, quote, a single fact that would prove, unquote, any collusion occurred. Trump said that he had brought up allegations. Of course, they're also saying that, well, here's the proof that Trump was colluding with Putin. They had a meeting. The fact that they met is the alleged proof that there was collusion.
No, it's what he said. It's when the reporters asked him, was there any collusion? He basically said, no, I had a talk with Putin. Putin said no collusion, and I agree with him. that was basically it.
Right. Well, what else are you supposed to say?
And by the way, Obama said the same exact thing. I think he added, like, and I told him to knock it off. He's like, yeah, he said, you know, what's he going to say? He's going to say he did it? Right. Yeah, of course he's not going to say he did it. Right. So I was just like, dude, if you did it, knock it off.
What else are you supposed to do? Either the people who are claiming the collusion exists can prove their case or not, right? Like, if you didn't do something, all you can really say is you didn't do that thing. There's really no, you can't prove that you didn't do a thing.
And this is
right?
One of those things you just, and by the way, it's one of those things when it comes to spying on other countries. I don't know if you've ever played Risk or any of the diplomacy games. You don't tell your opponent what you're doing behind closed doors. I mean, it's like, no, it's part of the game.
Both men acknowledged that U.S.-Russia relations were at a particularly low point, but pledged to work together on areas of shared interest, including the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and the eradication of Islamic terrorism. Still, even Trump's political allies called him out for not pressing Putin hard enough on alleged election meddling. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham called the conference a missed opportunity. He said, quote, missed opportunity by President Trump to firmly hold Russia accountable for 2016 meddling and deliver a strong warning regarding future elections. This answer by President Trump will be seen by Russia as a sign of weakness and create far more problems than it solves. Graham then suggested Trump have a commemorative World Cup soccer ball, a gift from Putin, checked for listening devices. Jeff Flake, another Republican senator, called the conference shameful, saying, quote, I never thought I would see the day when our American president would stand on the stage with a Russian president and place blame on the United States for Russian aggression. This is shameful. Now, I'm not sure exactly what that's referring to.
You mean Russian aggression and what that is?
No. He was blaming. Flake is claiming Trump blamed the United States for Russian aggression. So I'm not sure which Russian aggression he's talking about.
No, he's talking about the Facebook memes that they supposedly created that lost Hillary the election.
That's aggression?
Yeah. Oh, and the DNC emails that were hacked.
This is a Republican who's making this statement.
Yeah, he's a friggin' warmonger. Don't trust that guy. Don't reelect this guy because he wants to go to war with Russia. This is one of those guys that's like, we need an opponent.
They need more war.
Not an opponent, because that's what Trump called him. He called him an opponent. This guy wants an adversary. He wants more war. He wants to sell more missiles because he's not beholden to the people. He's beholden to the war machine.
Is Trump doing some of the most anti-war stuff he can possibly do here? I mean, I realize
it's amazing.
He's dropped a lot of bombs, so it's not like he's anti-war. But we'll continue here in moments. 855-450 free like freedom. Free Talk Live.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump took the opportunity to clarify some of the statements made at the summit yesterday in Finland with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
I have full faith and support for America's great intelligence agencies, always have. And I have felt very strongly that while Russia's actions had no impact at all on the outcome of the election, I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place.
Former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer also has some advice for President Trump.
If I'm the president, though, the other thing I would say is, why do you think I threw all those Russians out of the country and closed two consulates and sanctioned Russia? I have a track record on this issue. He should point back to some of the things he's done.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Join us on the radio if you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
Don't forget, you can join us on the radio here anytime you want. We're here 7 nights per week live. If you're not listening to the show live, well, you can always call in anyway later on. So just call the next night. 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. We're here. 855 450 free like freedom. Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, some of the biggest names in the liberty movement will be gathering at Anarchapulco. It's coming up February 14th through the 19th, 2019. In Acapulco, Mexico. It's the largest gathering of free thinkers, voluntarists, libertarians, and ANCAPs, and you'll love the lineup of speakers discussing everything from entrepreneurship to investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and even personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. And, of course, we will be there again for the third year in a row. You can go to anarchapulco.com and use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to register and receive an additional 15% off the early bird rates. Now, you don't have a whole lot of time to get early bird pricing because that's done on July 31st. Let me tell you, last year, Anarchapulco was a sold-out event. They had 1,700 people there.
Ooh.
Last year. It was so big, so successful. From what I understand, they're going to reserve the larger room. There's this hotel that they have it at, this resort, has two humongous rooms. One's even bigger than the other one. The one they had it in was the smaller of
the two rooms. Is it called the Trump Suite?
No, I don't know. I don't know what it's called. I suspect it's something Mexican, but I don't know. anyway, they're going to move into the larger facility, from what I was told. Even if they don't, it's still going to be huge. Huge. So you definitely want to go there. If you heard us enjoying ourselves there this year, it really was a great event. And I recommend you check it out. Anarchapulco.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live.
By the way, I did bring up the heritage.org numbers.
Yeah.
The rankings. Russia
the
is...
economic freedom rankings.
Yeah, Russia is 107th on the list. And they are going up.
They went up
1.1 points this year. They went up in everything. Property rights.
How about that?
Government spending, tax burden. Trade freedom. They went down in government integrity.
Okay.
And fiscal health.
But overall.
Overall, they went up in
everything.
On
the
charts. So they're getting up there.
The prediction was correct.
And I bet you China is doing as well.
It'll be a sad, sad day when Russia and China pass the United States on the economic freedom rankings.
That's where it's leading.
It's going that direction.
It's definitely leading. Their people are stepping up. This is how the free market works. The people are coming into their own. And they're realizing, hey, we're tired of this oppression. We want to keep our stuff. We want to keep, you know, the sweat of our brows in our, you know, in our right here in our own communities, and not hand it off to fighting wars and building walls and, you know, oppressing other peoples and spreading the empire, because it's not doing us any good.
Yeah, I mean, Trump is, you know, there's a lot to dislike about him, right? Building the wall, you mentioned
that. It's ridiculous.
And, you know, he's a protectionist, which of course is not good for the American economy. He's not a small government guy necessarily. I mean, he hasn't really done a whole lot to make the government smaller. You can point out a few things.
He's a lover of tariffs.
Yeah, you can point out a few things that have happened under Trump that are like, okay, yeah, it's not bad. Like in the FCC, for instance, which is the, you know, regulatory agency for the radio business, they have actually gotten rid of a few regulations. It's true. So, like, that's happened. I can't deny that. So
he may privatize the post office.
And if that happens, that's great, too. But that's just speculation right now. We don't know if that's going to actually transpire. And so, you know, there's some things that we can say that are good. I think it was a good thing that he met with Kim Jong-un. I think that nothing but good, you know, could have come from that unless it went really bad. And a little bit of communication can help things. And I think that, you know, that's what's happened here. I don't think this is going to be the end of tension or whatever between Russia and the United States governments. However, talking's better than not talking, right? Like, if you've got an issue with somebody, then you should probably discuss it with that person.
And maybe even figure out what the issue is.
Sure.
Because I don't have an issue with Russia. But the media, the powers that be...
They sure love to hate them, don't
every
they?
Every single damn day of my life, they're telling me how much I should be hating Russia. And all the movies I grew up watching,
yeah,
Top Gun and the whole nine with the...
During the Cold War.
Yeah, with the fighter jets with the masked Russians, you couldn't see their faces because they're, you know
they're
the stormtroopers.
They're not
bad
people.
You're dehumanizing them.
Right.
But I mean, my whole life, that's all I've been told. It's like, dude, I know like one Russian. And he's a cool guy. He's a good guy.
I wish I knew more Russian women, from what I can tell.
Very
beautiful.
That's a very hot...
Russian women.
Very hot accent.
Yeah.
I do have one Russian story. So this is just this year, I actually went and picked up a Russian girl here in Keene.
Really?
She was renting a car with us. Oh, yeah,
For your job.
I wish I was picking her up. I'm glad that I wasn't picking up this particular girl. She was drinking the Kool-Aid.
Ooh, okay.
But the conversation was so I began my conversation as always. I usually start off, I break the ice with the, how do you like them roundabouts? Oh, I asked her, how do the roundabouts work in Russia?
Uh-huh.
And she's like, oh, they're great, except they're backwards. The right of way is different.
I see.
So I guess if you are on the exterior, you have the right of way to the ones on the interior, which doesn't make any sense to me.
Huh.
But anyways, and then she goes on to tell me about, we started talking about like education and healthcare and stuff, and she was talking about, yeah, you don't have the free education that we have here in our country. And I was like, what? And I thought she was talking about higher education.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking about, you know, grade school. And then she went on to talk about, she was talking about how we have people dying in the streets. In the United States, just dying on the streets because of our health care doesn't exist, and we let our poor people just die. And I was like, wow, you know who this person sounds like? Because everything she had was bad, 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 bad.
Mm.
By the way, she was dating an American here in Keene, and was marrying him. They're engaged. They're getting married, and I don't know what their plans are, but that's all I found out about her personal life.
Mm.
But the stories she was, portraying were that the same stories you would hear from the
propaganda.
Our Rush Limbaugh listeners and our Laura Ingraham listeners and Howie Carr's talking about how over in North Korea, the people are dying in the streets and they don't have health care and they're killing each other and there's murder and they're throwing people in the gulag. She was saying the same thing about us.
Well, I mean,
and I was like, wow, I mean, you know what? I don't know what's going on in North Korea except what the big bad media is telling me. I don't know what's going on in Russia except what the media is telling me.
That's
it
true.
Could be a complete lie, what Vice is telling me. Vice doesn't work for the people. They work for the advertisers.
Well, if you want to join us here, by the way, the toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom. As far as believing what you're told, obviously we can only believe what we're told about North Korea because getting any kind of real information out of there is very, very difficult. I mean, it is a closed state where the media in North Korea is completely controlled by the government there. Russia, I'm not sure what the status is of free media there. I mean, obviously, RT is Russian government funded, so you got to keep that in mind when you're, listening to them. But I don't know if Russia has internally independent media. I don't know enough about it. It's like you said, what's Russia doing to you? You know, Russia's not doing anything.
What has Russia done to you lately?
Right.
Nothing.
Well, all Russia's done for us is provided us with RT, which honestly is one of the better news outlets in the United States.
Yeah, I would agree. They have good-looking Russian women, too.
Well, I mean, there's that, but they're also very critical of the United States government. And, the enemy of my enemy is my friend or whatever, right? So, I welcome that. If RT came to Free Talk Live, because I happen to know they operate a few radio stations, so RT's got the TV side, but then they have Sputnik, which is another sort of news radio-based organization that they have, and they run some radio stations. If they came to us and said, we want to put Free Talk Live on the air, I'd be like, hell yeah. That's great. They had Adam Kokesh. They gave him a show for a while.
They probably love it over there. They probably love this show over there.
There's more on the way here. You can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything you want here. This is Free Talk Live. Your thoughts on Trump and the Russia thing, you're welcome to share that. Or whatever.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. This week only, buy one HP ink at Staples and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
And Saturday, 7/21/18. See store associate or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com. Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Dial toll-free here to join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
I should mention, it is finally, once again, Topless Tuesday here in the studio.
Oh, yeah,
tonight.
It worked out nicely,
Conan.
Didn't it?
Yeah, so you're filling in for Mark and Johnson.
I wonder if that's why the power went out.
Just because too much, we're topless?
Yeah, too much nipple.
We're on Twitch, so if you want to watch the show, that's one of the ways you can do it. You can go to twitch.lrn.fm, and that allows you to watch and listen to the program. There's, of course, the Twitch app, which you can have on your smart device of preference, and then you will be able to follow us and get notifications when Free Talk Live goes live. Also, Call to Freedom, which is the other show that's based out of this studio 5 days a week on LRN.fm, and get notices of that show going live as well. If you subscribe to our channel over at twitch.lrn.fm, if you are an Amazon Prime subscriber, then you get one subscription on Twitch per month. Twitch allows you to subscribe to channels that you like. Usually you have to pay for those subscriptions, and that makes the advertising go away. So Twitch has ads that they'll usually run before the stream starts. And if you want those ads to go away, you can just give us your Twitch subscription if you get one per month, as I say, with your Amazon Prime. If you want to learn how to do that, it's real simple. Just go to twitch.lrn.fm, then just scroll down below the video window, and you'll find some instructions there. Super fast, super easy. Let's go to the phones. To the fun here, we've been talking about the Trump and Putin meeting, which, you know, I say, how could this really be that bad of a thing? Unless it goes south and Trump and him start fighting, obviously that could be bad. But Trump seems to be trying to build bridges here with some of the supposed enemies of the United States government. And I don't think that's a bad thing. It seems to be the right thing to do.
Out of all the crap nonsense that comes from this guy,
yeah.
I'm all right with this.
Right. There's a lot of stuff we can say that Trump's bad about. This isn't. Let's talk to James. He's in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James. James in Arizona.
I'd like to question your authority, like you said.
Question my authority? I don't have any authority except over this person right here, Conan. Tell me more.
understand your sanity, but first, how come you never do Topless Monday?
Because I've never been on Monday.
Other hosts don't want to puke, right?
Why don't you just move on with whatever your point is?
Yeah, that's called Mad Cow Mally shout-out.
Okay, so you're insulting anyway, other hosts. Go on with a real point.
He's a disgusting human being that doesn't...
Okay, I'm going to give you one more chance to make an actual point.
Oh, you don't want any criticism. That's what.
No, that's not criticism.
Yeah, that's
an insult.
Like criticism.
No, it's an insult when you say somebody's disgustingly ugly or whatever. That is an insult. That's not a critique. Okay, because, you know, people look differently. There's a range of attraction and a range of what, you know, people find to be attractive. So somebody's outside of that range for you.
So what you're saying is, my ears don't protrude enough off of the side of my head, and I don't have enough. Yeah.
Here's your last chance, James in Arizona. I'm going to give you one last chance to actually make a point.
Again, I never hear you mute anybody else but James.
Oh, no, you just don't know. We mute people all the time.
Because you don't want to be criticized. And the reason why she...
Let's hear the actual critique rather than insulting somebody's body type.
They don't want to see ugly people like Mad Cow Mally.
Let's hear the... All right, I gave him a chance, didn't I? I gave him multiple chances. He just wanted to insult another host who isn't even on the air with us tonight. So there you go. Toll-free number here, 850. I gave him at least three chances to have it out, whatever your actual critique is. It's not critique when you say, I don't like the way your body looks. That's just an opinion.
Call in tomorrow, James, when I'm on Topless Wednesdays.
Yeah. And you know what? Everybody's got an opinion. And this show allows people with opinions to express those opinions. But if all your opinion is, I don't like that talk show host. He's ugly. She's ugly. Well, that's not particularly interesting, and no one cares. Let's continue here with Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, it's about computer privacy, especially with email. There's this cool thing that some emailers do, and that is they embed images in an email, and in the text of the email, here's this image. It says, go pull the image up off the server, but the URL embedded in it has a code in it. So if that image gets pulled up, they can track who is actually opening the emails. But
yeah, that's a really cool feature. It's a cool feature that, you know, allows you to know when, let's say, a client or, you know, somebody that you're trying to... I know Mark uses this because he's a sales guy, right? So he'll send out a message to a potential client, and he wants to know, do they even open the thing? And this will let you know that.
Software that you can use that reads your emails gives you the option of click here to view the images.
Yes.
And if you don't click there, then... you might get an image. You might get one of these cool emails from somebody like Mark Edge, and he's trying to find out whether you're opening it. And the only way that you'll find out is if some dummy calls up a radio talk show and goes on the air live and tells everybody that they opened the email because they didn't bother to say to download the images. Okay?
So were you just informing us that technology exists, or was there another point you were driving at?
Uh-oh.
I guess that was it. Well,
good to know.
In case you didn't know, that is a thing, and I think it's a pretty useful thing. You know, I mean, I guess it could be used in a malicious. Probably there's some sort of malicious.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that meme to drop. We can't have this technology because terrorists use it to send their secret messages amongst their sects.
Terrorists aren't using emails if they're smart. They should be using
They're using Telegram.
They do use Telegram, actually.
Well, that's what they tell us.
That's true. Well, I mean, purportedly, the company or organization behind Telegram has allegedly shut down terrorist channels. So when they've been brought to their attention, they have shut those channels down. Now, that's one of the legitimate critiques against Telegram is that it is a centrally managed chat service.
And now that they don't have Telegram at their disposal because they got shut down, then they use PlayStation. And, of course, Twitter. Or not Twitter.
PlayStation doesn't seem like a very effective way to
communicate. That's what I heard, man. That's what the terrorists use. They use the PlayStation.
Oh, I guess you're talking about they use, like, the voice chat or something like that, right?
I'm not really familiar with their setup.
Because
you have all kinds of other options, right? You can do a little texting here, a little emailing.
But with a controller, with a video game controller, have you ever tried entering text with a video game controller?
Hey, I'm PC all the way. I don't subscribe to this console nonsense.
You never had a console?
I grew up playing Nintendo.
Yeah.
But I don't play shooters with this friggin' console with a controller. You use a mouse and a keyboard like a sane person and not like a barbarian.
What shooter have you been playing?
Recently, yeah. Nothing. But I mean, I grew up playing the Quakes and the Dooms.
Yeah.
I got the latest Doom. On my wish list. I'm waiting for the 75 and up percent off.
Right.
And then I'll get it.
It's pretty good.
But yeah, you don't play Doom with a controller. How do you aim? I mean, you just don't have the precision. And all you have to do, they stopped this a long time ago. I remember there was one port, PC to, or actually console to PC port, where they had PC players playing console players.
No
way.
Halo.
This is 15 years ago.
Console players must have gotten slaughtered.
Oh, they were slaughtered, and they didn't, so badly they didn't want to play.
Yeah, I bet.
So they stopped that nonsense.
You got to segregate those people.
Actually, I think like one of the Gears of Wars did it. Oh. But some of these guys are pretty decent where they can aim with their thumbs and crap.
Yeah.
But no, you want to aim with your whole arm. I want that trigger, crosshairs.
Right.
I want my whole arm aiming because that's how you aim with a rifle. But this, which
well,
my thumb?
It's not anything like aiming with a rifle, but yes,
it's a lot closer than aiming with my thumb.
You will get more, in my opinion, and I agree with you, that you will get more accuracy
out of
it. Yes,
console players that go up against PCers, always slaughtered. It's just, there's no match.
So, I don't know, we could continue reading quotes from these politicians. I didn't even get to the lefties. All I read earlier in this RT article was the righties, McCain claiming it was one of the most disgraceful performances by an American president.
I thought he was dead. He's
not
still
yet.
Alive. He's still kicking.
He's still kicking.
That guy. I hate to wish death on anybody. That guy is so horrible.
Here's some of the Democrats. Chuck Schumer wrote, for the president of the United States to side with President Putin against American law enforcement, American defense officials, and American intelligence agencies is thoughtless, dangerous, and weak. The president is putting himself over our country. Elizabeth Warren writes, once again, real Donald Trump takes to the international stage to embarrass America, undermine our institutions, weaken our alliances, and embrace a dictator. Russia interfered in our elections and attacked our democracy.
Yeah, interfered with her elections by what? By exposing the truth that your your opponent, are you allowed to put?
But was it Russia that exposed it? I thought it was WikiLeaks.
Who leaked him the WikiLeaks? How did
There's
Wiki
no evidence it was Russia.
It was. I think it was Seth Rich.
They Is say, he a Russian?
No, he's a Democrat.
Okay, then.
He's a dead one.
Right.
They killed his ass.
She says Putin must be held accountable, not rewarded. Disgraceful. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450, free like freedom. We got the Amazon potential destruction of the Postal Service on the way.
It's coming.
And you can bring up what you want here. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.